This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The pieces are really coming together now. It's so apparent that the Democrat agenda is a full-on anti-human agenda that's led by Satanism. Now, I know that that sounds absurd, but listen to this. Everything that the Democrats are pushing is about destroying life and destroying children in particular. Not only are they pushing vaccine mandates to ritualistically inject children with the blood of other children, that's what's in vaccines. It's called, WI-38 and WRC-5? I'd have to check that. But there are human fetal tissue cell lines that are used in vaccines. The CDC openly lists it. And I just checked, and I have a new article up on naturalnews.com that talks about Amazon promoting Satanism books for teens, including chapters on teenage Satanism worship and animal sacrifice, while at the same time, Amazon is banning documentaries about vaccines that try to empower parents with the truth about vaccines. But in that article, I've listed the links to the CDC and the FDA, links that admit that vaccines, including the chickenpox vaccine, are using aborted human fetal cell tissue lines. Now, these cell lines were taken from aborted human babies, and they've been growing them in labs year after year after year. I mean, for I think maybe more than a decade now. And they inject this into other children. This is a ritualistic, satanic child. It's a child sacrifice ritual. It's the same thing that the Inca were doing, you know, sacrificing children and throwing them down the steps. I mean, same thing ancient Egypt was doing. Every culture that has had evil, demonic, satanic influence has engaged in human child sacrifice. The vaccine industry, I now understand, the vaccine industry is the medical expression of Satanism and child sacrifice. That's what's really behind it. It's not about immunization. It's not about saving lives of children. It is about injecting children with the blood of other murdered, aborted human children to make a blood claim over them. Now, if you go back into Leviticus of the Old Testament of the Bible, and I know this because I've been listening to the entire Bible text, and I've only made it to Leviticus now because it's so long, but in Leviticus, it says, do not drink the blood of animals because the blood is the life. The blood is the spirit. This is in Leviticus. This is God's words through the human author of that chapter. I don't know who that was, but the Bible is actually written by people who were inspired by the word of God, or in some cases, directed word for word by God of what to write. This is why in Leviticus, God talks about viral infections, outbreaks, quarantine, bacterial infections, all these things that were totally unknown thousands of years ago when this was written. I don't know what year this was written. It was like 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. This is the Old Testament I'm talking about here, not the New Testament. This is more than a couple thousand years old. And even then, God told them to write about infectious disease and how to quarantine people who got infected and how to protect your food from infections of bacteria and so on. It's astonishing. This is thousands of years before the invention of the microscope and the rise of the germ theory. So if that's not proof that the Bible was written by a divine being who could see the future or who actually knew all of this information, then I don't know what is. You should check it out. Read the Bible, just because your mind will be blown first by how boring it is in the first chapters, and then how amazing it is, and how clearly whoever wrote that document was an omniscient being, i.e. God. But that's not all. There's more to this. So God says, don't drink the blood of animals because that's where the life is. That's where the living, the being is actually found, the consciousness or the spirit. We tend to think that the spirit is found in our head because that's where our brain is. But other religions believe the spirit is found in the heart. That's where the blood is. It's actually more common in world religions and cultures to think that the spirit is in the heart, not the brain, not the head, because that's where the blood is. Well, the vaccine industry, by taking the blood of murdered human children and then injecting that into other innocent newborns, that is, the ones they don't murder, again, with infanticide, because the Democrats, of course, have just legalized the murder of human babies in New York and Connecticut and Vermont and other places. It's just all out. It's a murder spree now. This is what Democrats are. They're mass murderers. But the ones that they don't kill, they want to inoculate with the blood of a child that they did kill. Why would they do that? The answer is found in Satanism. It's one of the rituals of Satanism, is to take the blood of a child you murder and then to, either as an adult, to drink that blood, which is what God says, don't drink the blood of animals, because that's the life. This is what it's all about, is drinking, if you're a Satanist, drinking the blood of a murdered, tortured child whose limbs were ripped apart through the abortion procedure. You know what I mean? Because that's what they do. Late-term abortion, post-birth abortion, they're breaking the baby's neck with their bare hands and celebrating it, just jumping up and down with joy as they murder babies and drink their blood, like literally take their blood, and they sell it to biotech companies and vaccine companies. This is widely known. Even Planned Parenthood says they harvest the organs and sell them for, quote, medical research. It goes to vaccine companies. The vaccine companies use that tissue to grow diseased tissue mass that's then filtered, homogenized, and everything is put into new vaccines to be injected into newborn children to claim those children for Satan. See, it's marking the child. When you take the blood of a child who was ritualistically murdered by a satanic cult, i.e. the abortion cult, you take that blood, you forcibly inject it into another child. What you're doing is you are claiming that child for Satan. This is like dogs marking a fire hydrant with their urine. Satanists mark children by injecting them with the blood of other murdered, aborted babies, because it's all Satanism. And many of the abortionists have been exposed as actual practicing Satanists. And all those people on the left, Democrats, which have become the party of Satanism and the party of child murder, they support Satanism. Just like Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos selling these books that talk about animal sacrifice, talk about recruiting teens into Satanism, talk about Satan's Bible and the what's called, anti-Christian or anti-Christianity, reverse Christianity, something like that. They openly talk about this, and Jeff Bezos gladly sells those books because Bezos is a Satanist, I'm convinced, and Amazon is a satanic front. And that's why Amazon will ban movies that try to protect children from this satanic ritual, i.e., quote, anti-vaccine movies, vaxxed, and so on. They want to be able to mark every child with their satanic ownership, which is encoded in the DNA, the blood cells of the murdered child. The blood, as God said in Leviticus, the blood is the life of the being. And when a being is murdered, their blood becomes tainted with a dark energy of suffering and pain, torture, and murder. This is why, by the way, Jews do not eat the blood of cows. This is why they have kosher slaughtering techniques to drain the blood so that the blood is out, so that if they eat the meat of a cow, they're not eating the blood, because God told them, don't drink the blood, don't eat the blood. Well, that's exactly what Satanists do. They drink the blood, they eat the blood, they use blood in medicine, in vaccines, and they inject children with that blood because they are Satanists. So now it all connects together. Think about it. Everything the Democrats support is about murdering children and destroying humanity. The Democrat agenda is an anti-human agenda. They want to poison the skies with geoengineering to pollute the atmosphere in order to, quote, save the planet from global warming. It's really all about terraforming the planet. It's about destroying the food supply. Speaking of that, Ocasio-Cortez wants to collapse the food supply and cause mass starvation and disease, the end of humanity, through the Green New Deal. She wants to ban all fossil fuels and combustion engines everywhere, including the ones that harvest your food, by the way. Meanwhile, the vaccine industry is marking babies for Satan by injecting them with the blood of other murdered, aborted human fetuses. And as that's going on, the pharmaceutical industry is drugging children with psychiatric drugs. The evil pesticide industry, Bayer, which owns Monsanto now, and Bayer is an offshoot of IG Farben, which was the Nazi Germany conglomerate that developed Zyklon B to mass murder 6 million Jews. See, Adolf Hitler was working for Satan. IG Farben was working for Satan, and Bayer is an offshoot of Satan. Bayer, the chairperson, one of the top leaders of Bayer, will say, actually served time in the Nuremberg trials, served time in prison for crimes against humanity. And that's Bayer, and they own Monsanto. No coincidence there. Messing with the seeds, altering the seeds, engineering the seeds, poisoning the soils with glyphosate, poisoning the food supply, dumping fluoride into the water. All these things Democrats support. And all these things are murdering children. So I've got a lot more to offer to say on this. The pieces are coming together. You need to wake up and realize that Democrats are at war with humanity. Democrats are working for Satan. Their goal is the complete death and destruction of humanity. And vaccines are just one way they can accomplish that. There are many other vectors of this mass poisoning of humanity. They're working them all. And they're engaging in censorship to stop voices of Christianity, voices that represent God, voices of reason. It just goes on and on. It's pure evil. Now, through Amazon.com, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, everything, pure evil is running loose now across our society. And it's called the Democrat Party. So if you vote for Democrats, you're voting for child murder and Satanism. Just keep that in mind at the next election. Stay informed. Read naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can also hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.